I think, as you'll hear from our missionary today, that some people simply don't know what they believe. How difficult it must be for them to go through life. Because it's easier to go through life knowing what you believe and then living what you believe. It takes a lot of energy to live differently than you believe. But if you don't know what you believe, so we have an affirmation of faith each time we meet together at Daleville Christian Church, and this one from 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. Reading from God's Word is from 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verses 5 through 12, and then also verses 18 and 19, where the Apostle Paul says, I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be edified. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will I be to you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? Even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds such as the pipe or harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? Again, if the instrument does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? So it is with you. Unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Undoubtedly, there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If then I do not grasp the meaning of what someone is saying, I am a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker is a foreigner to me. So it is with you, since you are eager for gifts of the Spirit. Try to excel in those that build up the church. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. But in the church, I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Every Pentecost Sunday, when we remember the birthday of the church, we have focused on Acts chapter 2, where the presence of the gift of the Holy Spirit is demonstrated. And demonstrated through speaking in tongues. That is, as it's shown in Acts chapter 2, speaking in other languages. And the crowd cry out at the miracle, how is it we hear in our own languages the mighty acts of God? We have always demonstrated tongues at Pentecost, but we have not talked about tongues. Even though the tongue, the part of the body, was a part of the Bible study last Wednesday. So today we spend some time talking about the word tongue or tongues. When we talk about the Greek word tongue, which appears in the New Testament over 20 times, the same word has 3 different meanings. A tongue is your actual tongue. A tongue is also a language. And in the Church of Jesus Christ, a tongue or tongues is a spiritual language. The Apostle Paul has to talk about that spiritual language to the churches in Corinth, mentioning it a dozen times. Tongues, a tongue in the Bible, an organ that can convey wisdom, and the tongue can praise God. And we read that the tongue can also abuse other people. It is an organ for lying and cheating. Human speech, language, words themselves can unite, or words can divide. Unless you have stood in front of someone who does not speak or know the English language, you have not experienced how human speech can divide people. Well, do I remember standing in the train station in Frankfurt, Germany? The 2 people I spoke to, I asked, do you speak English? And to my surprise, even the younger man did not speak English. I was going to have to dig deep and call up my German knowledge quickly and accurately. I didn't want to discover myself on a train headed to East Germany. Germany was still divided back then. I was going to have to find the proper words in the language that would unite myself with the natives. But I really do not claim any facility with language. I was, after all, born and raised in Rush County. many people in Rush County do not speak English. They speak Hoosier. Some other Hoosiers are able to understand and speak with people from Rush County, but it isn't always easy. Now, my son Thomas has a faculty for language. He learned Japanese. But when I graduated from high school, there were many of my classmates who were native speakers of English, and yet they failed English class. Words can unite, and words can divide. In the Greek New Testament, there is only one word for tongue, and the word language. Today, in a few minutes, you will hear from a young woman, Sally Barron, whom I like to call our missionary. We are not the only people or the only congregation that supports her work, but we do support Sally Barron, and we believe in the work that she is doing. She has been sent by Jesus and the faithful of the churches who believe in the work that the organization Crew and our Lord Jesus are doing through Sally Barron. Sally Barron is trying to overcome the barrier of language. Sally Barron is trying to overcome the barrier of ignorance, where despite 1,000 years of Christianity's presence in the country of Slovenia, there are young people there who know nothing of Jesus. Sally Barron has been given a call, and she has been given a desire to reach them with the good news of Jesus in those places. You and I have been given a desire to reach people right here with the good news of Jesus, right where we live. We know that there are many who do not know the good news we claim for ourselves because we hear and read the news. Many people need the Lord. We used to have an old joke back in seminary. It says that you and I must use every means available to us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Use every means available. You might even have to use words. One of our elders' favorite Bible verses is Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing. Faith comes from hearing the message. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Let's hear that favorite verse in other versions. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So belief cometh of hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So faith comes from hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message concerning Christ. So faith comes from hearing the message, and the message that is heard is what Christ spoke. Thus, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. And so faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul also mentions a spiritual language that was spoken in his churches. Paul himself spoke that language, and it is simply referred to as tongues, basically the same word. It still exists today, although some Christians say that it does not. The Pentecostal denomination in this country can be credited with reviving the use of tongues in worship. But tongues, the spiritual language, does not unite the congregation. The Apostle Paul said so. Tongues can only unite the congregation if they are interpreted. As I demonstrated with the children, reading the Bible in a different language than the language that they know does not edify them, it does not bless them, and it does not unite us in our faith. If I kept reading the Bible in a different language this morning, the children and probably some of you would start to get up and wander away, wondering what happened to me. Sally's work is our work. Sally's trying to overcome the barriers that people have to the gospel truth. I believe that you know that, no matter how much you apply yourself to that truth. Sally's work is our work. We do not support Sally so she can do the work by herself in one place in Europe while we sit at home. We support Sally because we believe that other people, near and far, need to hear what we know. The salvation that God provided through Jesus, our Lord. The people where Sally lives need to hear, and the people where we live need to hear the same good news. And so I've invited Sally to share with you, the fellow missionaries here in America, about the work of the mission in Slovenia. And those who may be hearing this online, I would refer you to Sally's remarks in a different recording. As I finish my remarks here, words unite and words divide. It is true in Slovenia. It's true in the United States. It's true in our counties and the neighboring counties. And yet our souls are all the same. All souls need to come to Jesus. Jesus said so, saying, "Come to me all." Jesus doesn't turn souls away. Jesus invites souls to come to him, to seek him. Sally might sometimes use Old Slovene, the language of Slovenia, but another language she uses, whether it's English or Slovenian, is that Sally Barrett uses the language of compassion and the language of caring. Sally cares about the people she has been sent to speak to. Since we live here, we can hope that we care about the people we live with in our communities so that we have a compassion built in for people, so that those people can live better lives with Jesus Christ in their life. I am convinced that those same people cannot live better lives without Jesus Christ in their life. No one has to live a bad life in order to live a better life with Jesus Christ in your life. You can live a good life and still have a better life with Jesus Christ in your life. I had a pretty good life growing up, but soon realized that God loved me, Jesus loved me, and wanted me to do something more than have a good life. Sally uses words and actions to show others she cares about them. She brings people together in fellowship and relationship so that the love of Jesus Christ will spread through the population she serves. And in case you're not sure, Sally cares about Slovenians because Sally knows that our Lord Jesus cares about Slovenians and every other student at the university where she ministers the word. So faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.